You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
All right, so want to get into...
Yeah, we got to start talking about dumb dads.
My dumb dad here. When I was a kid, my dad used to take us out on Sundays on the boat, and we...
The boat? You had a boat?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, did you have a captain, too?
And, yeah, he was the captain.
Oh, okay.
But we had a really nice boat.
Wow, man, I'm learning about you.
And we'd go out and ski and have fun. And,
ski!
You know, picnics, all that stuff.
Food?
All that.
Wow.
So, my dad, for no reason... gets a offer from some guy to trade boats.
Oh, man.
The other boat was one of those wooden Chris Crafts.
Those are a lot of money.
Yeah, but this one was like several years older than his boat, and you know, he made the change, and he takes
You're allergic to the story.
I am.
Uh-huh.
He takes us down. Sorry. I don't know why I've been doing this last couple of days.
Oh, Lex Snotty.
Yeah. It's not a Staley.
No, that's just it. I don't have any of that going. It's completely dry, but God. He takes us down to see it, and it's pretty cool. You know, yes. I mean, I definitely get the appeal, but it just reeked of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come on, let's go out for a ride. And we all like looked at each other and went, maybe some other time.
I don't
want to
end up on YouTube when it's invented.
I was like, yeah, some other time or whatever. And he's like, what? What's wrong? And he's like, okay, Dad, it really smells a lot of gasoline, you know, like it's poured all over the deck and you know, it's like I just don't.
And that, and you were snooty. He didn't want to deal with that.
And he goes, it's fine, get on the boat.
I'll have the maid put the luggage on.
So the three of us get on the boat. He takes it out, and we're just all looking at each other like, God, just make it back to the dock, please. Uh-huh. So we make it back to the dock, and we go up and have lunch, and we get in the car to leave, and we hear this massive explosion. It's our boat.
Wow.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Damn.
And
how are we just learning this?
And I feel so bad for my dad because my mom never let him forget that. Well, that he almost killed all of us.
Not only that, it was a bad trade.
Yeah, you know, horrible trade. We had a really nice, dependable boat that when his business was doing great, he paid cash for, and he owned it outright. I don't know what midlife crisis made him switch for that. I mean, that thing.
Chris Crafts are hard to pass up there, yeah, Lex.
I know, but it's like, you know, trading your SUV for your family for like a sports car. There's like really nowhere
that's going to blow up.
Yeah, you can't take friends out on it or anything. You can't eat on it. It's just, but boy, did it sound powerful and fun. And
that is a dumb dad story. Yeah. If you got one, if you're dad did something absolutely stupid, whether it's he said something stupid in a big crowded room or he whatever, you call us at 866-977 do us. Sarah.
Dang, Sarah.
Sarah. Dang,
Sarah, did you hear afterwards go, ugh?
I got a I got a dumb dad story that I don't know if my kids will ever tell, but I was fussing at my oldest son, and he was about 10 years old, mm-hmm. and I thought he wasn't eating his food because he didn't want to eat, and he had an attitude with his mom. So I'm like, boy, if you don't eat, and we all sitting at the table, I say, boy, if you don't eat that damn food, he say, it's hot. I said, that food ain't no damn hot. See? And I put the food in my mouth, and it was hot as hell. And I was like,
but you had to act like it wasn't.
No, I spit it out in my hand because it burned the hell out of my mouth.
Say that. There's our number one out of context on the next one.
It's a pretty good one.
Either way, and my wife kind of shook her head and said, you should have listened to him, baby.
Yeah. That's tough, dude. That is really tough.
Yeah, it's really hard to accept your kids whining at the dinner table.
Yes, especially when you know they'll lie to you in a heartbeat.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on Lex and Terry.
Chris.
Chris, you there? Oh, no.
Check offline, Terry.
Hold on, I'm going to check it offline. Hang on here. Son of a...
They crash.
You people that are on hold, we're going to have to hang
You're going to have to call back. Our phone. Y'all crashed our phone.
You crashed our phone.
We tired of the listeners crashing stuff. We love you, and we want you to continue to be listeners, but you're always crashing stuff, man.
Anytime something gets overloaded, it's gone.
Godly.
Unbelievable.
We may need some more bandwidth.
We may need something. Ooh, hear that? That's not a good sign.
The unplugging of the phone.
That's not a good sign.
That's the sounds things make when they don't have power anymore.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like your boat?
I guess. I don't know. I really didn't know much about it. And to make things worse, we're like driving home and the boat stunk of gas so bad it was like all over our clothes and you could smell it in the car.
Dang.
Did he argue with you like, you know, it doesn't smell like gas or anything?
No, he just said, it's fine. It's, you know.
Now I know where you get it.
He goes, it's the way boats smell. And my mom goes, I liked our last one that didn't.
Yeah, the phone lines are crazy right now. Let's hope they're on. Scott?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's hear your dumb dad story.
Okay, well, real quick, my daughter was trying to break her of the binky when she was younger.
30.
So I had the bright idea of bringing up Google images, lots of them, of kids with cleft palates. And I told her that all of them sucked the binky too long and their faces rotted.
That is so wrong.
That's
it is.
That's
it worked
genius.
Instantly. It did. It worked instantly, but it did kind of backfire because we were at Walmart and the lady behind us had a little baby with a binky and she told her her baby's face would rot off. So, oh. Yeah,
so I thought later on in school, it's like, still on the binky, huh?
Yeah, good work, Scott. All right, man. Thank you, man. Look at that. I love it.
Bobby.
Diverse.
Us.
Okay, yeah. My dad bought me a moped when I was 16, and, you know, he thought he was Mr. Joe Cool, so he told me to get off of it. He hopped on it. I mean, full throttle right into the trampoline. It was about the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, God, it was hilarious. Me, my sister, my aunt, and my uncle just lost it right there in the yard. And, you know, we had neighbors come out, and it was just my dad laying on the grass right under the trampoline with the moped on him. That was the greatest
nice.
Thing.
That is nice. Thank
full
you,
throttle.
Bobby.
They go like 10 miles an hour.
Must have lived next to the Staleys. They had their own mopeds and trampolines. He slipped right into
hey,
the
I'm
pool.
Sorry you're, you know, lived
he
in, you
he
know.
Slipped right into the pool of gold.
Sorry.
And when he
sorry,
got out, the maid made him a peanut
Mexico.
Butter and a nana sandwich. I want to send this out to my girl
Don't
Hannah.
Take it out on me.
And her daddy with the pocket knife.
Do the pocket knife. Do the pocket knife. Do the pocket knife.
That's very nice.
Huh.
That's good stuff right there.
Wow.
How do you do it?
Yeah. Man, I don't care how he did it. He made us sound so hip.
I love having memories about, you know, your family like that. Mine are about my brother.
My dad and my uncle and my cousin and I were out playing golf.
And your own golf course?
And my yes.
Okay.
And my uncle is...
The battery went out in the... Okay, sorry.
My uncle's behind a tree. You know, but kind of far behind, you know, where you could get
Douglas
around.
Fir.
And my dad says, be careful, you know, that doesn't come flying back at you. And he goes, I'm going far past that. And there wasn't even like a second after he said that. And he hits this thing and it hits the tree and it comes right back and hits him in the throat.
Damn.
And the next thing I see is he going, and we're my cousin and I are on the ground laughing, and this guy's like, for all we know, he's like knee needs emergency surgery.
And our family doctor came out. My neighbor, Mr. Heimlich.
I like it.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry you're seethingly jealous of my affluent childhood.
I am.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.